This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions again. Have you ever asked the question, what am I doing here in the world? What's the purpose of my existence? I'm grateful to the gifted writer Selwyn Hughes, whose writings are read and are a great inspiration to many people. But he asked that question. I think we could ask it. What am I doing here? What's the purpose of my existence? And even though God has made it clear in the Bible that he's got a purpose for every one of us, lots of people, I think, ask that question. And if you're not aware that there is an overall divine controlling purpose at work in your life, life can become pretty jaded, pretty sad. Without a purpose, we're like sand dunes, you know, that are shaped by the wind that comes. It was Peter in his sermon on the day of Pentecost where he got up and really was very brave. He said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. That's in Acts 2 verse 40. Now, the root meaning of that word untoward is crooked. And so he was pretty straight. It's also translated purposeless. Save yourself from this generation, he said, that has no purpose. So in that time when Peter was around in the New Testament times, the generation then was not going anywhere. It was adrift. And I think that that is really what's happening today. That same generation made the decision to crucify Jesus. So it was a fairly sad and a tragic way for people to go. And so if we don't see our life's purpose in terms of what God wants us to do, then we will be overtaken by other things and perhaps even make wrong decisions. So what's the overall purpose that God has for us? And I think it's this, to be aware of God and others. In other words, when we say, let's be aware of God, we're talking about being in a loving relationship with God and others. After all, this is part of the Ten Commandments, isn't it? To be aware of others, not to harm others. And if you look at the Bible, you'll come up with the conclusion that God's purpose for us is to be involved with Him above all else. He is the supreme God, and also with other people. And so there is often that problem, the problem of loving others. Shakespeare says it, there's the rub, he says, as everyone will know, Christians are not angels. And that's true. We're sometimes difficult to get on with. We're all human. And some people are not easy to love. And if we are going to be serious about this, it's one of the biggest challenges of life, because some people are not easy to love. And that happens, I guess, for all of us. Just because you belong to a church doesn't mean to say that you're going to get on well with everyone. But Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you. This is in John 13:34, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Now, that's the key to it, those words, even as I have loved you. Now, Jesus certainly knew what it was like to be betrayed. He knew what it was like for people to leave him. And yet he loved his disciples. He moved towards them. He actually gave himself to them, no matter what the outcome was. So I think there's a sense in which we need to move toward people. And that's, again, is not easy, because we say, well, I got hurt last time I did that. Why would I do it again? And yet we fail to realize that when we think more of ourselves than we do of other people, we are not really following God's plan. The law of love says that you've got to love others, even if you particularly don't like them. So we need to keep our hearts open with the love of Christ. And the love of Christ is unconditional. It's unfailing. So let's draw, if you like, draw on that love. And as we trust God, he shows us how to overcome some of the bumps of life, as it were. And as Jesus said, by this shall all people know you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And certainly the world will listen and take notice when Christians love one another. Father God, we know of your faithfulness to your people. We've learned through experience that wisdom comes from you. We know that you are willing to give us wisdom, and so we rejoice when you give us this. And we also need love, Lord, to get on with other people. So allow our footsteps along that path of care for others. And this I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.